folks, generous hospitality, a fun experience that keeps folks coming back. On South Parkway in Huntsville and Hughes Road in Madison, you're gonna love it. Just Love Coffee Cafe. Eat, drink, love.
Did you know there are cash and tax credit incentives available through more than 3,000 different government programs for businesses of all industries and sizes? How am I supposed to figure this out?
Yeah, it's confusing, but we used e-tax breaks to figure it out. They can maximize your tax incentives and already recovered over $2 billion for their clients. Like incentives for hiring employees from certain demographics and even retaining employees through the pandemic.
It's a lot to deal with, right?
Just go to etaxbreaks.com/rightside.
You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right.
News Talk, 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Like the dude just said, we are indeed solid, conservative, and just plain right. Hey, listen, by the way, if you want to advertise on Right Side Radio, just know that's super easy. Just go to our website, rightsideradio.org, and just click on the contact. You'll find the phone number for Bobby. We can also hook you up with Ed, and we'll make sure you're part of the team before you know it. We got great team members here and would love to have you on the team. Speaking of which, you may have heard the ad just a moment ago for e-tax breaks. I mean, this is a very cool job. Can you imagine having a job that every single day your job was to go to work, call your clients, and go, found you some more money? Because that's what they do. E-Tax Breaks is literally a business with a bunch of folks that I know. I know them personally. They got 23 years of experience at literally assessing the way you run your business, things you do that you thought were just common sense or good business practices, and they are. But it turns out that a lot of those things you do as common sense qualify you for tax credits, tax incentives, grants, tax refunds. You'd be surprised. And they do not get paid unless they find you money. So they go out there and they comb the over 3,000 programs. And they look at things like, you know, just who did you hire? Did you keep your business open during a pandemic? Did you put yourself in a certain geographic location? All these things and more find you money. And in, I think it was July alone, they found over $7 million for their clients in 1 month. And they don't get paid, like I said, unless they find you money. So they got a special website just for our listeners. Go to etaxbreaks.com/rightside. That's etaxbreaks.com/rightside. Hey, Jeff, yeah, see, I got a caller on line two, so I'll go ahead and grab that. Let me get Harry from Athens. Hey, Harry, Phil Williams on Right Side. How you doing today, man?
Hello, this is Harry. I am outraged about giving non-citizens the right to vote.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Absolutely. Yeah.
You know, I understand this is a local New York convention, but the next logical step is to extend it to federal elections. And when that happens, we can anticipate sending Russia 1 million mail-in ballots. And maybe we'll send China 3 million mail-in ballots.
Well, I agree with you. You know, and right now what liberals are already saying is, hey, if New York can do it, it's going to lead the way for others to want to do it. And we've got some smaller venues, Harry, that have already been trying to do this. But New York City is a big ticket item. They're looking at over 800,000 non-citizens potentially having the right to vote based upon what their city council just did.
I
agree.
This is extended to the federal election. What kind of fraud that's going to entail?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we already have questions about what happened in 2020 anyway, much less if we're opening it up to non-citizens. But here's my question, though, for you, Harry. If New York City gets away with it, do you think we can get maybe about 100,000 conservatives to run up there and live in New York for 30 days so that we can be qualified to vote their mayor out? What about that?
I can't imagine 100,000 conservatives wanting to live in New York.
All right, Harry, thanks for the call, man. Appreciate you being in the audience. You definitely sound like one of our right side ruffians. All right, that was Harry from Athens. Yeah, but I tell you what, let me wrap up this section of the Triple Dipper. So if you can't beat them, change the rules. Well, just so you know, that H.R. 1, the one that they call the For the People Act, so far it is blocked. It is blocked in part because Senator Joe Manchin will not agree to go along with his party members and push towards a change of the rules that would allow the filibuster to be changed, which would allow them to then get their For the People Act and other things through. I got to get this one more story, though. Total change of subject, but still within the same genre, if you will. All right, if we're talking about changing the rules, what about if you change the evidence? If you don't like the way the evidence is working for you, oh, I don't know, maybe you just change the evidence. Well, listen, I'm going to tell you, as a practicing attorney, you're not allowed to do that. No, you're not. In fact, we're not even allowed to have what they call ambush law anymore. You have to go through the discovery process. And if there's something you're going to rely upon as a witness or exhibit, you have to let the other side know about it. You can't show up in trial with that thing or that witness or that testimony that no one saw coming and they didn't have a chance to prepare for it. They have every right to know what's on your side. You have every right to know what's on their side. Well, my recollection is that Adam Schiff is an attorney. Adam Schiff should know better. Then again, Adam Schiff has been shifty since day one. Adam Schiff just got caught. I mean, I don't know why he thought he could do this and no one was going to figure it out. But literally, a story from The Federalist, just one resource that I found that has the same story. But during the January 6th hearings, the insurrection, the attempt to overthrow the U.S. government, right? Anyway, during the January 6th hearings, Schiff presented evidence of text messages between Mark Meadows and Representative Jim Jordan. I was at an event just the other night in Atlanta. You know, I broadcasted live Tuesday from the Grand Hyatt in Atlanta at a conservative policy event. Mark Meadows was there. He came by the booth. Actually, we had a chance to shake hands as he was walking past my table. But he was the keynote speaker that night, and he mentioned text messages. He didn't talk about it much. I'm sure his attorney has told him not to talk about it much. But the bottom line is this. Schiff, Adam Schiff, presented text messages between two of his colleagues, and he doctored the text messages to make them fit his narrative. You heard me. He altered the evidence. He's in a hearing. This is not just a conversation. This is not just a editorial. This is a hearing by a group of professionals who have subpoena power and the power to levy charges against people for failure, like contempt, for failure to appear and give testimony, which they're trying to do right now to Mark Meadows. Well, why would Mark Meadows ever subject himself to a hearing where they're going to change the evidence about him and make it look like something that it's not? So Schiff took these text messages. He literally cut them short. He changed the punctuation, and he made them read differently than they originally read. Did he think no one was going to notice? I don't know. How about this? Jim Jordan and Mark Meadows might still have those on their phone. They were honest enough to produce them when they were told to, and yet you changed them and thought nobody would notice? He literally says in the article in The Federalist, the Schiff lied about the substance of the text message and its source. Then he doctored the message and the graphic that he displayed up on the screen while he was talking about it. The full text message, which was forwarded to Meadows from Jim Jordan, was significantly longer than what Schiff chose to read and put on the screen. And Schiff erased significant portions of the text. He added punctuation where there was none to give the impression that Jordan himself, Jim Jordan, Congressman Jim Jordan, was tersely directing Meadows to give orders to Pence on how to handle the electoral vote certification. Are you hearing what I'm saying? If they don't like the way things are going, try to change the rules. And in this case, I'll just leave that as the capstone for that segment of the Triple Dipper. In this case, Adam Schiff literally decided that he would not only change the rules, he tried to change the evidence. And that is unconscionable. And I agree with Mark Levin, who says that Adam Schiff should be debarred. He should be thrown out of the bar. He should lose his license to practice law should he ever leave Congress. Because that, if I were to do that right now in a court of law as an attorney, I'd be up on charges so quick it'd make my head spin. I would lose my license. And yet this knucklehead, this guy who did everything he could to lie about evidence that he really didn't have about Trump and the Ukraine, to lie about transcripts of a 2019 phone call between Donald Trump and Ukraine's president, to say that he had seen evidence that led to impeachment for Donald Trump, is now back at it again, even to the extent that he's willing to alter the evidence about colleagues that he still serves with. I'm just telling you, folks, this has been a long segment here on the Triple Dipper, but it was worth it because look around you. If they don't like the way things are going, they will try to change the rules. All right, Yaffe, run us to a break, brother. We're going to go ahead and take a quick break, y'all. I got a next section of the Triple Dipper coming up. It's COVID Madness 2.0. COVID Madness 2.0. And then coming up at 4 o'clock, the Grand Council with Dale Jackson and Jeff Poore and me, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. We'll be right back.
Talking faith, culture, and politics. The Yaffe Program is on 9 to 11 a.m. only on WVNN.
Your constitutional rights are sacred and should not be overlooked or trampled on. The Alabama Center for Law and Liberty exists to make sure that everyday folks like you and I know and understand our rights and how to best defend them. Freedom is a precious thing, and the staff at Alabama Center for Law and Liberty are there to protect that freedom. Go to alabamalawandliberty.org to learn more. The Alabama Center for Law and Liberty, there to protect all of the things that make this nation great.
Do you just love coffee? Just Love Coffee is way more than a typical coffee shop. With award-winning specialty coffee and unique waffled menu. A great spot for coffee, snacks, and meals all day. Just Love Coffee Cafe has a warm and welcoming atmosphere. Perfect for meeting folks. Generous hospitality. A fun experience that keeps folks coming back. On South Parkway in Huntsville and Hughes Road in Madison. You're gonna love it. Just Love Coffee Cafe. Eat. Drink. Love. Weather reports sponsored by Mattress Firm.
Here's your weather update from the Way 31 Storm Tracker Weather Center on News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN.
A warm Thursday for North Alabama with afternoon highs climbing to the low 70s with gusty southerly winds. Some gusts up to 30 miles per hour will be possible. We're also tracking rain chances heading into this evening and the overnight hours, but by far the best chances will come closer to the Tennessee state line and for areas further off to the northwest, close to the shoals. Widespread rain arrives this weekend. From the Way 31 Storm Tracker Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Rob Elvington.
70 degrees at 3:18 p.m. on WVNN.
Hurry into Mattress Firm's year-end sale. Get a king bed for the price of a queen, or a queen bed for the price of a twin, and save up to $500 on select mattresses from Sealy, Serta, Sleepy's, and more. Plus, get a free adjustable base with a qualifying purchase.
If you're like most people, you're probably more than a little concerned about the state of the world around us today. Strange times. The stock market, all-time highs every day. U.S. debt never been higher right now. Dollars losing value. And let's not forget about inflation, the highest since 2008. Remember what happened in 2008. So, how do you protect your money, your retirement, your savings? Well, many people, just like you, are turning to Old Faithful to protect themselves during these difficult times. And Old Faithful is real gold and silver from the Oxford Gold Group, the kind you can actually hold in your hands and have in your IRA. No better time than the present to protect your future and the future of your family. Call the Oxford Gold Group right now, 833-928-GOLD. They will send you their free guide on investing in gold and silver and answer all of your questions. Protect your money before things get even worse out there. Call the Oxford Gold Group today at 833-928-GOLD. Oxford is here to help you protect your savings and retirement. That's 833-928-GOLD.
What's all the buzz about nasal irrigation and Navage, and should I try it? Here's the science. Airborne germs invade through your nose. It's the body's air filter for trapping allergens and viruses. When your nose gets clogged, it's less effective and germs multiply. Eventually, your immune system can get overwhelmed and you get sick. Nasal irrigation is an effective, all-natural way to clean your nose. It's not a drug. It's more like plumbing. Saline goes in one nostril, around the back of the nose, and out the other nostril, flushing out mucus and germs. I'm Martin Hoke, and I invented Navage to make cleaning your nose easy. It's the world's only nose cleaner with powered suction. Navage pulls out the bad stuff so you can breathe better, sleep deeper, snore less, and feel healthier. At Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, Target, Bed Bath, and Walmart. Or go to Navage.com for a free gift with purchase. Over 2 million sold. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E. Clean nose, healthy life.
Our customers trust us not only to find the right hardware, but to advise them on the technology that makes them more efficient.
My Next Level team researches and discovers real solutions. Check-in software, HR, digital signature, and workflow software. It saves you money immediately. We hold your hand and stay with you through the transition.
We're taking our customers to the next level in business process automation.
The talk station in Alabama, WVNN. Depend on it.
News Talk, 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio on the News Talk powerhouse in North Alabama, WVNN, and the biggest show for the afternoons in North Alabama is this one, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. Hey, listen, by the way, I'm going to tell you real quick, if you're having trouble finding that perfect gift, I mean, listen, you got, what, today's the 16th? We got, maybe 9 days till Christmas, actually less than that, Christmas Eve. So I'm just saying, you're on the cusp, and if you don't know yet what you're going to do, well, Alabama Pecan Company can help you out. You may have that, you know, that great aunt who's got everything. You have no idea what to buy her. Or perhaps you've got clients you want to say thank you to for patronizing your business along the way in sort of, you know, helping your business thrive because of their patronage. All you got to do is go to Alabama Pecan Co. That's C-O, alabamapecanco.com. That's their website. They've got gift baskets that are ready-made. They've also got the ability for you to custom make a gift basket, and they will ship it direct, and they'll have it literally under the tree without you having any muss or fuss. Alabama Pecan Company, they will take care of getting those gifts under the tree for you. Just check them out, alabamapecanco.com. All right, so number two on the Triple Dipper, COVID Madness 2.0 is what I'm calling it. Now, I did joke earlier, some may call this COVID Madness like 9.0. Maybe so. I don't know. I mean, we had the Delta variant, and we have the Omicron variant. Apparently, we've had a bunch of other variants in between that didn't cause as much alarm, but suddenly the Omicron, oh, Lord, the Omicron. The Omicron is like, you know, the bubonic plague or something. It's amazing to me. It's amazing to me right now when you look around and seeing the level of reaction, or some might even call it overreaction. Well, here's an interesting piece off of Fox News. So Brian Kilmeade had a Dr. Marty McCary on his show. Dr. McCary is the professor of health policy at Johns Hopkins University. That's not a lightweight. So Dr. McCary was on the Kilmeade show, and he said that Omicron right now is fueling a second pandemic of lunacy, he said. This is the professor of health policy at Johns Hopkins University. So Dr. McCary's comments are with regards to the Omicron variant. He said, this is a quote, "We're seeing this massive new wave of fear that is fueling our second pandemic after COVID-19, which is a pandemic of lunacy, which is Omicron." He calls it Omicold. He said, if you look at the epidemiological data, the epicenter is now way down from Omicron. The hospitals had some hospitalizations, he said, but not much. They were short. He said they averaged 2.5 days instead of the 8 days you saw under the original COVID. He said, but a study just came out from the University of Hong Kong telling us that Omicron does not invade the lung tissue in the same way. It stays superficial in the nose and the bronchioles. That's why, he said, we're seeing a lot of common cold-like illness. And he goes on to say, it depends on what headline you want, what message you want to send. He said, I can recast any respiratory virus as a potential bubonic plague is going to destroy the United States. It's just a matter of how you present it. And he's calling it a pandemic of lunacy. Well, I agree. How do we even work within the parameters they set for us? Hey, I tell you what, Yaffe, you got that clip one ready? Just highlight the screen there. Tell me if you got clip one ready, and we might play that before we go to the break. You good to go there, man? All right, I tell you what, let's do this. Every venue around the state, especially the liberal venues, are changing the way they handle things, and they're reinstituting a lot of mandates and causing havoc. And some of them don't even know how to respond because you've got different counties doing different things. Got a clip here from a guy in California, a business owner, owns gyms, and he says it's the most crazy thing he's ever seen. He's not even sure how to keep his business going in this circumstance. Go ahead and play clip one there, Yaff.
Dive into it a little further, and it depends on what county you're in. So how are you dealing with all that? How are you even making sense of all this?
Well, I mean, if you try to make sense of all this, then you for sure will go completely crazy. So we're not trying to make sense of it. Yeah. We have one gym in Marin County where I guess I don't need to have members wear a mask. And then you travel 10 minutes north to our Petaluma facility, where you have to wear a mask, you know, and then again, the different counties, different rules. I mean, it's just, it's a mess.
Yeah.
And nobody really knows what's going on.
And Adam, it seems like the success of businesses today just depend on these arbitrary rules, and business owners have no control over the success of their own livelihood. So today it's the holidays and Omicron. What's it going to be in 6 months?
My God. I mean, I really don't know, because ultimately it comes down to this. The country itself is just very unhealthy, and nobody is talking about that 80% of all the lives that have been lost during the pandemic, 80% of them are ultimately caused by, you know, just by terrible health. It's mostly self-inflicted. Like, why are we not getting better? Why are we not talking about getting healthier? Mask mandates and vaccine mandates and all this stuff, it's not going to get us out of this mess. What will get us out of this mess is if we all take an active role and participate in getting healthier, period.
You make a great point. You can go ahead and stop it there.
Yeah, that's good enough. Yeah, I hope you heard that. So what he's basically saying is underlying conditions, that so many people who passed away from COVID, not all, but a lot of them, had underlying conditions. They had they were already dealing with issues of health, comorbidities, if you will, that were complicated by COVID. Now, that not to say by the way, if you're fairly new to Right Side Radio, let me just go ahead and reaffirm what I've said multiple times over the span of this show. COVID is real. I get it. I've had COVID. It sucked. And I'm going to be honest with you, I'm not an anti-vaxxer. If you want to get vaccinated, I encourage you to study the facts, talk to your own healthcare provider, and make a well-reasoned decision. If you don't want the vaccine, that is certainly your choice. I am absolutely not against vaccines, but I am against vaccine mandates. And I'm also against just stupid stuff, like every county having a different rule. He had a great point. He owns a business. That business has two locations. They're about 10 minutes apart, but they're in separate counties. One of them has to wear masks, the other one doesn't. How ridiculous is that? Is the next county over more contagious than the one you were just in? No. There is zero congruency in the manners in which this is being held. And these liberal governing organizations, like out in California, like in New York City, where I've got a story right here from Business Insider. Did you know that people were arrested in New York City yesterday for failing to prove their vaccine status at an Applebee's restaurant? I'll tell you more about that when we get back from the break. But that's the kind of thing that's happening right now in the second round of what I'm calling COVID Madness 2.0, what Dr. McCary called a pandemic of lunacy. And folks, we can't go down that road again. We can't. There is no good means by which you can shut down a nation and expect things to come out good. We have got to get past the point. We are no longer, I would say, in a pandemic. Now, I'm not a doctor, but I would say that we're beyond pandemic. We are now what's called endemic, meaning COVID here, and we have to live with it. It's like flu. Flu comes and goes. You're going to have to live with it. More of that when we get back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right. We'll be right back.